Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rowe, is president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw a mixed market here today in the grains.
You know, we really did. And the corn really continues to be the anchor on the market. And I think if you look at it, it's just the ethanol corn demand continues to be in retreat. The blending margins and production are negative. So the ethanols or plants are either shuttering, slowing down. You know, a serious issue over there. I think you're losing 30 to 50 million bushels of demand a month. So that's the anchor. Meantime, soybeans and wheat are finding support on logistics concerns and milling concerns. So, quite a deviation there as the market's choppy watching these outside markets.
And then we have a livestock market that we saw some limit moves higher earlier in the week and some expanded limits. And then last couple of days, we've seen them do the other way.
Well, we've got a volatile market over there, and the meat market is all about short term. We know how this was even the case in the grocery stores for the flour and the wheat. It's still flying off the shelf. I can store it longer, but around the world. But on the meat, it was all about short term demand. You know, with the hoarding, the freezers filling up at home, and the supermarkets clearing out. So short term demand, and how much demand destruction do we do at the going forward? So we saw both things throughout the week, and we end the week with demand destruction fears, but also economic fears. But then at the same time, we had a hog and pig report that was a little bit negative, not terrible, but it slammed the hogs down the limit too.
Well, that's the thing. Not only that, but then we have a cash market, especially the cattle, you know, 10 bucks higher on the week, and with futures going the other direction.
Well, we do. I think, you know, like you alluded to, we did trade cash cattle this last week at 119 to 120. We traded in the beef as high as 190, 190 and a half. But here you sit, you know, with the big disparity, the futures go off the board on Friday down the limit, 450, under 101. So are we really going to see that much of a slowdown in demand in 1 month? The market is voting that we're going to. So we'll see. It's volatile times in all of these markets, and we expect the volatility to continue as we continue to watch the big elephant in the room, that's the coronavirus and the demand around the world.
Do you see this thing straightening out as coronavirus straightens out, or will it snap back quicker, you think?
Well, you know, I think that's what it's all about. We're trying to sort out what the demand is going to be. Short term, we know what it is. It's been strong. But long term, as the economy, how fast does it bounce back? And I tell you, I think the answer is really going to come from how long does the virus stay around? If it's as short as some in the administration like to think, I don't think it'll be a long, drawn out thing. If it's not, if this drags out, you know, throughout the summer, it's going to be a big deal, a big problem for demand in agriculture and actually everything.
Anything else we need to be talking about?
Well, I think we have to continue to watch the dollar this last week. The Russian ruble made new life-of-time tact highs, the peso in Argentina, the real in Brazil. So all of those, it just means that agriculture is good in those countries, and it continues to at the expense of us.
Don Rowe is at U.S. Commodities.